The budget battle on Capitol Hill is resurrecting questions about the size of the federal workforce. House Speaker John Boehner has raised eyebrows by saying the administration has added 200,000 new jobs. That number is in dispute, though, and others have come up with their own tallies. John Palguta is vice president for policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He's been tracking the number of federal jobs. He joins us now to shed some clarity on the issue. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
All right. So how many are there now of federal workers? How many were there a year ago? And how do you know?
Well, I'll give you an answer, but first let me set a little bit of context here. It's really been interesting listening to this debate over the size of the workforce for two reasons. One, people have different numbers, and so you're left wondering, well, what are they counting? And two, when you're talking about the size of the workforce out of context, it's kind of hard to make sense of what is the right size. It's like starting your own business and saying, let's hire 100 people, and then we'll figure out what they're going to do. It's always the other way around. You figure out what you need to have done, and then you figure out how many people you need to do it. So when folks are, you know, talking about the size of the workforce, a couple things to keep in mind. One, there's a couple ways to count, which is part of the confusion. There's the full-time equivalent, which is you add up all the work hours paid for, and then you divide by 2080, which is the number of hours in a work year, and that gives you a full-time equivalent count, which is the best if you're looking over time. But then there's also the actual headcount. You can go onto the OPM website, Office of Personnel Management website, and look at what they call FedScope, which is a database. And that will show you how many people were hired, how many people left, how many temporaries, how many are permanent, that sort of thing. So let's get down to some of the numbers. First of all, if you take a look at the number of hires, you know, people will fixate on that and not look at the logical question of, well, how many people left. So in 2010, 142,000 people were hired into full-time permanent jobs, but there were also 91,000 who left. So there was a net of about 60,000, and most of those folks went into defense, Homeland Security, VA, and Justice. But now, maybe a more pertinent thing here for the current debate is the historical perspective. We currently have about 2.1 million full-time equivalents. So we're paying for about 2.1 million work years. And that is, ironically, the same number that we had 35 years ago in 1967. Another interesting historical tidbit. When Ronald Reagan was inaugurated in 1981, and his first official act was to freeze the hiring in government, and he pledged to decrease the size of the workforce. Well, in 1981, we had about 2.1 million people. By the second year of Reagan's term, he had actually increased the size of the workforce because he figured out to get, you know, the job done, he needed more people. At the end of his term, after 8 years, there were 2,250,000, or 150,000 more full-time equivalent folks than we have right now.
Okay, so let me ask the question this way. First of all, when you're counting these full-time equivalents, are you counting specific federal GS employees, or does that also include contractors? No.
No, it does not include contractors, which is actually, Amy, a very good point. People will remember that President Clinton reduced the size of the government workforce by 350,000 people compared to when he came in. But the funding for contractors increased significantly during that time. One way or another, the work has to get done.
Okay, so then are you telling us that the number of feds has essentially remained, for the most part, the same over the past 35 years?
That is correct, Amy. It's gone up and down, but basically the same. And, again, for context, mm-hmm. in 20 years ago in 1989, we had one federal employee for every 110 residents in the United States. 20 years later, we had one federal employee for every 147. So one Fed serving 147 people versus one serving 110 in 1989. So yeah, the size of the workforce has remained remarkably consistent Again, going up and down a little bit, but averaging about 2.1 million. And yet the demands upon government obviously have increased dramatically.
We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. The big factor, though, is the fact that the government has become so much more computerized. And just as you've had productivity gains in the private sector, isn't it safe to say that that same number of workers can serve 147 people? It's only about a 30% increase in the number of people they serve, if that's a meaningful ratio. But everyone's got computers and systems backing them up that they didn't have that much in 89, much less 69.
Right on point, Tom. How can government continue to operate with a stable workforce and you know, the number of things that's being done and the number of people it's serving goes up? Automation has helped tremendously. We've gone from a workforce of largely clerks to a highly professional workforce with a lot of information technology people and systems people. So the way the work is getting done has changed dramatically.
Yeah, no more typing pools. Remember those?
Correct. No more stenographers and secretaries. Well, I guess there are still some secretaries, not nearly as many as we had. The bottom line here is two things. One, the federal workforce has not been a growth industry. And the second thing, it's not the number of workers that we should be focusing on. But really, what job do we want government to do? When we're talking about the size of government, I don't think it's really, the size of the workforce. It's really what we're having government doing. As I said, a lot of the increase that we've seen from the Clinton era, through the Bush administration and now the Obama administration, has been in defense and Homeland Security and VA and justice, not so much in the other agencies. But I think the national debate needs to be around what do we want government to do. Once we decide upon that, which is a big, decision, then you got to figure out, okay, then what do we need to do it well? And so I think we're focusing on the wrong thing if we just look at the size of the workforce. We have to look at what those employees are being asked to do.